This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Are you kidding me? Do you think that disease is a spontaneous, random chance? No, disease has a cause.
The Health Ranger Report.
If you don't believe in cause and effect, then you don't believe in reality. Every disease has a cause.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
What do all these things have in common? Investing in municipal bonds, investing in Bitcoin, purchasing stocks, what else? Speculating on land, like land investment in a city. What do all these things have in common? One of the answers, I mean, they have many things, but one of the answers is that they all assume that society will continue to function as it currently functions, that the structure of society is inherently sustainable. And I'm here today to tell you that it isn't. So, thank you for joining me. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to healthrangerreport.com, and today's topic is really the complexity of societies, or the complexity of civilizations versus the, well, sometimes called the diminishing rate of return for increases in complexity of systems. See, we are living in a highly, highly complex society today that's dependent on very high specialization, high degrees of computerized automation, as well as long, long logistics lines and supply lines. It's a very, very complex system that delivers everything from food to medicine to energy and fuel to automobiles, home construction, machinery, everything. It's all based on a very complex system, and what history has taught us, those of us who are willing to pay attention, is that complex societies are highly vulnerable to systemic failure. Now, if you read, really, the collapse of societies throughout human history, you'll find that they all had this in common. They became highly, well, not all of them, but many of them became highly complex societies, and some of them collapsed because of the destruction of natural resources as well, such as Easter Island or the Anasazi Indians in modern-day Arizona. But a lot of collapse happens because over-specialization and complexity creates systemic vulnerabilities, and then something happens that attacks the vulnerability, and then that society collapses rather quickly. Monetary systems, for example, our fiat currency system today in the central banking system is a highly complex, highly vulnerable system that can fail very quickly. You see, when you have highly specialized societies, you can appear to create a tremendous amount of wealth, abundance, prosperity, and economic activity. But what you're giving up is redundancy and sustainability. Take a look at the nation of Papua New Guinea, for example. Papua New Guinea is by no means a first world nation. They're not high tech. They're not based on a lot of software and programming. They don't have high-speed internet. What do they have? Well, they have a society based on widespread knowledge of agriculture and food production. It remains an agrarian society, which means that in any kind of a systemic collapse, a solar flare, an EMP attack, an asteroid striking the ocean and causing widespread havoc, any of these kinds of events, the people of Papua New Guinea are resilient. They are truly sustainable because they are redundant. Everybody there knows how to grow food. Everybody there knows how to take care of basic ranch animals, farm animals, which are tools in that culture. Everybody there knows how to get by without electricity, or virtually everyone. Whereas you take a city like Los Angeles or Seattle or any place like that, and you find that there's virtually no redundancy, there's no self-reliance, there's almost no ability of anyone to survive if the water shuts off because they don't know where to get water. They've never had to do that before. They think water appears by magic. Magic faucets. Yes, that's what they believe. So when you have highly complex societies, you have highly vulnerable societies, and that's what we have in most of Western civilization today. everything that you've come to depend on, from telecommunications to electronics, software, fiat currency systems, debt systems, food production and delivery systems, everything, literally everything, fuel, energy, parts for your car or your bicycle for that matter, or your tennis shoes if you're on foot, everything is subject to failure or severe disruptions because it is based on such a long, complex supply line. There's an interesting story along these lines that talks about how difficult it is to make a pencil. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to make a pencil, but it is extremely complex. It requires many, many specialized skill sets and specialized companies. For example, pencil has not only the graphite lead part of the pencil, it also has wood, it has paint, it has a little strip of metal that crimps the eraser onto the wood, and then it has the rubber eraser. Now, each one of these things requires an entire industry to create. Have you ever tried to smelt metal? You ever tried to mine ore out of the ground, melt it into, a brass alloy and crimp it around a piece of wood with a rubber eraser? And you got the rubber by tapping rubber trees in Brazil, and you collected the rubber and you processed that. I mean, have you ever tried to create paint from scratch? Most people, including myself, by the way, are not capable of doing all of these things. I don't know how to smelt metal. I think that would be an awesome skill set to have, but it's not one that I do have. And very few people do. Just making a pencil is incredibly complex, and if you lose one leg of that supply line, then you can't make pencils anymore. And that's just a very simple example. What about making a computer? How complex is that? What kind of supply line does that require? It's incredibly complex. And it depends, by the way, on a lot of factories and companies and industries in China, as well as Japan in some cases. It's a very complex industry. What about making an automobile or a diesel engine? Or how about manufacturing an airplane? Or how about just refining jet fuel? These things are highly complex. And because of that, the civilization upon which these things depend is highly subject to systemic crashes, collapses, or disruptions. And yet, most people operate today with a mindset that it's an admission that they think that this society is incredibly resilient, redundant, and sustainable, but it isn't. So people are making financial bets on things like long-term municipal bonds or treasury bills or even Bitcoin. They're making bets on systems that will crater and collapse. Because Bitcoin doesn't even exist. It's just a virtual currency. It's like a giant online role-playing game that costs you, real money to play. The fiat currency isn't even real money either. You know, that's subject to collapse and cascading global systemic debt collapse. You know, the all of these things are subject to collapse. The food delivery logistics system, just-in-time delivery, how you get food at your grocery store, that system is subject to collapse. And yet people make bets on all of these things. They think that, Bitcoin will always be there. They think the U.S. Treasury will always be there. They think the U.S. government will always exist forever, even though we're really coming up on the collapse timeframe for this empire, which is, 240-something years old at this point. It's about as long as empires typically last. They last between 225 and 250 years, and then they collapse. And that's probably going to happen with the United States of America as well. So people are making bad bets because they don't understand the risk that they're actually undertaking. And that's why I always encourage people to invest in land and gold and, firearms and ammunition or things that are real. Tractor, a diesel tractor and some diesel storage always has some value, especially if it's an older tractor that isn't based on a lot of electronics. That's why I always buy John Deere tractors that are built in the 1970s, before they became all electronic. So my tractor can work no matter what happens with a solar flare or the power grid or John Deere's software system that locks you out of new tractors. They literally lock you out of your own tractor now unless you pay them for the maintenance. It's unreal, the stuff that's going on. In any case, I'm going to wrap this up, but I just want you to be aware that the faith in the longevity and sustainability of our system is misplaced. This country, America, will not exist forever, not even for much longer. The use of oil and petroleum will not be sustainable. The use of natural resources will not be sustainable. The population growth is not even sustainable. The food supply is not sustainable. Many, many things are coming to an end. And yet, people are still placing bets as if they think that exponential growth is somehow sustainable. It isn't. So take heed. Be wise. Apply this thinking to everything you do. Get prepared using real stores of wealth that can't vanish in a global collapse. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com. And check out my podcast website, healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.